Jo Muirhead, and this is the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast, a podcast for health professionals who want to know how we continue to serve our patients and our clients without sacrificing ourselves to the work. More than a conversation on making money or just burning out, this podcast has been created to progress conversations that we need to have to ensure that we know who we are so that we can serve those who need our help, so that we can actually be the significant difference in the world. Well, hello, and welcome to another solo episode with me, your host, Jo Muirhead. This is the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast. Now, before you go, wait, what, Jo? It's not March. You shouldn't be here yet. Aren't you still on sabbatical? Please be assured that I am. I'm enjoying it. Well, I assume I'm enjoying it. I'm just going to future pace that for a moment and say that I'm enjoying it, because I'm actually recording this back on the 30th of November, 2023, because I thought it was such a powerful thing for me to be talking about, especially as we are gearing up for the end of the year and into a new year, and especially with what I'm going to be doing in terms of taking a sabbatical. So two things are going to emerge today. One is, you did what now, Jo? And the second one is, oh my God, if that is how resilience works, then I want more. So please stay connected to this conversation that I'm going to have with you through this platform that is awesome, as I explain to you the unexpectation that occurred as I was preparing for my sabbatical. So we know that true resilience is not just gritting your teeth, gritting and bearing it. It's not just sucking it up, princess. It's not just getting on with it. It's not accusing people of being entitled. Some of those judgmental things we like to do when we're feeling pressured. But true resilience is those things, those attitudes, those qualities, those beliefs, those self-talks that turn into behaviors that form us, allow our emotions and our embodiment to be able to deal more effectively with an adverse situation. So resilience doesn't make a negative situation go away. It's not curative. It allows us to cope with adverse and difficult situations. And the more I practice my own resilience using the donut model of resilience, which I'm going to talk into in a minute, the more I'm so grateful, so grateful that this came into my life. Thank you, Kylie Worry. So as I was preparing for my sabbatical, in fact, the week before I was due to stop, my practice manager gave notice unexpectedly and gave me 4 days' notice. It was such a shock that there was screaming, there was gnashing of teeth, there was why? There was rejection and abandonment and all sorts of, oh my God, what are we going to do now? There was medication. Thank you, Jesus, for medication. But I've been able to do things in the last 4 days that I actually didn't know were possible for me. And the behaviors about me activating resilience are now so second nature. Since I've been working on this since 2020, that this could have been the most devastating thing to have occurred in me in 2023. And yet it has not been that. It's not been pleasant. It's something I didn't wish would happen. And for me, the biggest loss is mourning and grieving the loss of the relationship with the person that was my practice manager, because I really liked her. And we haven't left negatively. It was just a decision that she wanted to make about her business. It just happened to coincide with me taking this time of sabbatical. So she drops this information to us, to my husband and I, and we kind of look at each other and go, wait, what? Because we've been planning this sabbatical since August and it's now November, and she's been an integral part in making it happen and operationalizing the business so that it could actually happen. We've been talking about it a lot. And I was pretty convinced that she would be there for the duration. But you know what? She's not. And the decisions that she's made are the decisions that she's made. But as this occurred, the very next day, I kind of went, I've got a multiple choice question here. You know how we play these games with ourselves. Number one, burn it down, close everything, get rid of all the clients, make sure they've got somewhere to go to. I don't want to do this anymore. Wah, 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 poor me. The second option, so that was point A. Point B was, I can't take a sabbatical. I need to get back into my business and rescue it and everyone associated with it. And I will just have to put my self-care needs last and hope that it all works out in the end. At that time, I didn't realize that there was a point three or C. I actually went to my mastermind community and went, is there a C? Is there a part C? And there was a part C. It was activate my resilience and breathe. So I went through, cancel the sabbatical and superhero my way through this. It was to shut down the shop and hope for forgiveness from all the people that I was going to abandon and hurt. Or C, it's activate my resilience and breathe and start to breathe. Now, in my past, my lingering childhood attachment issues might have nudged me towards the, I'm going to rescue this thing. Don't tell me I can't. I am superhero Joe. However, the last 3 years have seen some quite incredible personal growth, and I've only been able to see the levels of personal growth through this incident. I recognized that the best course for my team, my clients, and my customers, and for my future self is for me to take this sabbatical. Because this is a whole chance to reflect, recharge, and realign. So in me choosing resilience over being reactive, I'm going to be diving deeper into my family, my friends, probably going to be teaching Smudge a few new tricks. And that's pretty cool that I am in a position where my husband and I have been able to turn around this situation for good. So if you remember back to episode 38, when I told you that I was going on sabbatical, I actually identified back then that I'm really good at reacting to need, really good at it. And there was a big need right in front of me when I no longer had the operational practice manager in my business. So then I started witnessing myself in my model of the competence trap, which I talked about back in episode 38. And this is where we start becoming so overwhelmed and so overworked that we're incredibly fatigued, and then we overwork and overdeliver because we're feeling insecure, and then we start to question our competence. And if we keep this vicious cycle, if we keep this trap of competence going, we will end up burning out. So back in episode 38, I could see that I was very competent in lots of things. And the whole reason that I wanted to take this sabbatical was to give me an opportunity to go, what do I want to do? What do I want to be known for? What does the world need from me? Before I started, you know, entering into this overworking, trying to sabotage myself by pretending I'm not burnt out. With this new incident occurring where I'm left without the practice manager, I could have very easily gone into, I can fix it. I will keep fixing it. But then my energy would have been depleted. My resentment, oh my goodness, I would have been resentful. I would have started believing I was incompetent because I would be making errors. I've got a high error rate anyway. I would have been making more errors. And because I'm working so hard to not make errors, I would have become exhausted. This episode of the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast is brought to you by Purple Co's Activating Resilience Program. This 8-week program is foundational for anyone who wants to develop a genuine practice of resilience. I asked Activating Resilience co-creator and coach Kylie Worry to share how this program has helped transform her world. Here's what she had to say.
Have you ever noticed that when we are down deep in the problem, that it can feel very heavy and very disempowering? Imagine what our work could look like if instead of focusing on the problem, we empowered our clients to look for the solutions that already are present within them. This is a very different way of working with people that come to us for help. There's such a weight of responsibility when someone comes to us and we are meant to have the answers. yet we don't know this person deep enough. We don't know their perception, their perspective. So how on earth are we meant to know their solution? Imagine if there was a way to remove that emotional weight and to work with clients in a way that empowered them to find their solutions using the resources they already have. That's what's possible in the Activating Resilience program. I hope to see you there.
For more information about the Activating Resilience program, check the show notes or go to purpleco.com.au/activating-resilience. So fortunately for me, my resilience factors, so there's seven of them that you learn about in the Activating Resilience program, which is the program that I've been talking about on the ads in this podcast, and you're going to receive some more information about this if you're on my email list. There are seven factors in, and I just put up four fingers. There are seven factors. I just put up eight fingers. There are seven factors. There we go. We got it. See what I mean by high error rate? Oh, now we've got a big train going by. There are seven factors that have been shown to help us activate our resilience. And this is using a resilience model called the donut model. And there'll be a link to that in the show notes on the website, wherever you get your podcast information. And these seven factors are the partner, skill, family, education, friends, community, and work. And because I have been practicing resilience and learning how to activate my resilience now for a couple of years, I automatically stepped into some of these things to help me strengthen myself, because resilience provides us with an opportunity to use our innate strengths factors to strengthen ourselves. My strengths allow me to practice resilience. And what I understood and what I saw myself doing, well, the outcomes were amazing. I'm not as stressed as I could have been. I'm sleeping like really well. I'm actually getting good quality sleep during the night. I'm not as resentful as I thought I could have been. In fact, resentment hasn't come up very much at all. I'm disappointed, yes, but resentful, no. I'm sad for the loss, yes, but I'm not resentful. Now, my people pleasing has taken a bit of a turn on. The volume for that has turned up high because I am now triggered for abandonment. But I know what that is. And I know how to talk to the people who care about me really well about that and say, can you help me manage this and look after my behaviors and make sure that I'm not actually hurting myself during this process? I know how to strengthen myself using my resilience factors. So Kylie Worry, who you've heard me speak about a lot, she's the one who's taught me about this model of resilience and then gave me the assessment tool, which we give you and train you on how to use in the Activating Resilience program. And back in June of 2023, Kylie has a podcast episode on unveiling the true power of resilience. And at that time, I probably was still like, yeah, I'm a big believer. I'm really an evangelical. But now I've gone even deeper into this practice of resilience. I did the assessment back in 2020, and I found that the factors that I was using back then, because out of the seven, you only need two or three to actually help you. You don't need all seven working. So back in 2020, my innate strengths, the factors that I relied on according to the donut assessment tool, was my partner, skills, which is not work, but skills and community. And for me at the time, that was my church, my faith-based community. I started leaning into a sense of community. I started using my skills. I was doing a lot of craft, a lot of crochet. I was making blankets. And I relied heavily on my husband, and my husband and I went through my cancer journey together. So it's really interesting for me to reassess and reflect back in, now in 2023 and go, well, my partner, my husband has been amazing. He, and I mean, you've heard his podcast now. He's just a wonderful human. But he and I are doing this together. I'm not alone. I'm not isolated. It's a we. It's not a me. my skills have still turned up. I am being more creative and more interested. The amount of food prep that's going on for Christmas right now, my recipe creation, because I create recipes too, and some of the gift ideas that I've been working on for Christmas this year have been bringing me so much joy. And they allow my brain and they allow my nervous system to just calm down. And this time I'm relying on some friends. I have reached out to friends that I know and trust. I've reached out to friends I don't need 100 of them, but just go, hey, this is happening for me right now. I could use some extra support. And, you know, Kylie, in all her beauty, she sends me text messages going, how have you been grounding today? And I must admit, when we talked about that yesterday, I was actually out for a walk in the rain and it was very hot and steamy. So being in the rain was actually delightful. Nice grounding technique if you're ever interested. So learning how to activate my resilience in the midst of something that could have really undid me and made me go, that's it, I don't want to do anything anymore, I give up, it's all too hard. Or conversely, I could have gone, I'm not allowed to think about myself. Every time I start thinking about looking after myself, something bad happens to stop me from thinking about myself, and I therefore cannot do it. That thinking has changed. That whole process of mindset about what it means to take care of myself has genuinely changed, which is, this is a horrible situation and it's unfortunate. Let's go into stabilization mode. What tools and resources can I bring in? And I've had the most incredible conversations this week from people who were able to help, because I learned how to activate my resilience. So in learning how to activate my resilience, it didn't change the situation. It changed how I've responded, not reacted, responded to the situation, and how this situation is not causing me further ill health. Now, yeah, I'm more anxious and I'm more stressed. And yes, of course, I've got a migraine because, you know, migraines and stress go hand in hand. I know that those things are going on. It's to be expected. But resilience doesn't take those things away. It gives us the opportunity to learn how to respond more effectively and with a healthier mindset and therefore in a healthier behaviors. So the great thing about this Activating Resilience program that I really want you to take a hold of is that it allows you as a participant in the program to do this resilience donut test. And then you get to learn how to use the results for yourself. But while you've learned what your resilience factors are and how to go and work with them, you're actually being encouraged and supported to go and do the work with a client so that you can actually come back into the program and share any concerns or issues or ask questions. So you're learning while doing. So this is a very, very hands-on immersive process over an 8-week period. So if you are serious about learning how to care for yourself and teaching your clients how to care for themselves, like if you're really serious about doing that, then you're going to enroll in the next Activating Resilience program, which is starting late February 2024. Now, I'm expecting that by the time this podcast goes to air, that there might not be too many places left. So please forgive the sense of urgency, but go and check it to see if there is a space for you to enroll in the program. It is incredibly cost-effective. It is going to be worth 8 weeks, once a week for 8 weeks, to totally revolutionize how you cope with horrible situations just like I've described for you here. I cannot support this program enough to ask you, as a community of people that I genuinely care about, who I want to fill you with the goodness of things so that we can continue to do this work, please go check it out. You'll see it in the show notes, or you can go to purplecode.com.au. And you will see the tab for Activating Resilience, purpleco.com.au, Activating Resilience. I'm headed back outside now. I'm going to go and teach Smudge a new trick or two. And I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode of the Entrepreneurial Clinician podcast. And that is another episode of the Entrepreneurial Clinician podcast done. I just want to say a big thank you to all of the people who make this podcast possible. Debbie, Annie, Vince, and Jen, you are my A-team. Without you, I couldn't make this work. And in the spirit of respect, please ask for and receive permission before you use any of my intellectual property, because you know what? Not giving appropriation to creators is just not cool. Until next episode, go be your awesome self. Oh, and before you forget, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. That's kind of important. Go do that.